Yeah, I'm actually on the original CS800, which is UHF only, and yeah, it's been a pretty good radio. It's got a couple of glitches, but I in getting into the new software for the 800 D Plus, they actually fixed some of my complaints. They actually fixed it, so I don't know if I got the if I updated my old radio, if I could get some of those things they changed. But one of the things I didn't like is the I only had 16 channels per zone, and now I can put a lot more channels in the zone, and that'll make laying the radio out a little bit easier. But yeah, it hasn't been bad. It's the only DMR I've ever worked with, though. So I've got two of them now. I've got the 800, and I got the 800 D Plus. So and have not been on the air with the D Plus yet. So, but not bad. I can't really complain. Like I said, I don't know. I haven't done a lot with the DMR radios. So I can't tell you if it's better or worse than some of the other ones. I know if you're comparing it to Motorola, it does not have the roaming. But I found a little trick that you can kind of manually do the roaming. I just put the all the like for the MI5 stuff. I put their frequencies in on an analog channel. If I'm not sure if I'm in range of something, I just scan the analog channels till I hear the beacon come out, and then I go to that channel on digital. So it does not have the roaming like the Motorola's, but you can still go out there and manually find the channels that way by just scanning an analog.